In my TED Talk, I'm going to talk about mind frame and mindset and this idea of caring for other people and caring for each other when people least expect it.
Justin Graves is a first-year grad student in the Department of Education at Virginia Tech.
Ready to roll?
He did his undergraduate work here, too.
What's up, man?
Good, man.
Yeah, too.
Graves says he makes it a goal to meet at least one new person every day. Walking around with him on campus, it's clear he's doing pretty well with that.
Hey, Dr. Perillo. Vice President of Student Affairs. She's awesome. So I have my initial goal of trying to meet one new person every day. And then if I'm successful at that, then I try to help one new person every day. And that goal really just comes from trying to transcend my disability.
Graves has been in a wheelchair since he was 3 years old after a spine infection left him paraplegic.
Most days are good days for me, and I always feel the need to make sure that that is contagious to other people. So any positive energy that I have, whether it's, you know, just asking someone how their day is, and not just saying, hey, how's your day? Okay, cool. You know, it's literally asking them how their day is and looking into their eyes and waiting for their response, and then actually thinking about how I feel and relaying that to them. You know, little things like that, or, you know, walking across the drill field, the quad here on campus, and, you know, just even if it's a random stranger and they're looking down and they look kind of upset, shoot them a random smile. You never know how that could possibly change their day.
Graves is a busy guy. He had four majors as an undergrad. He writes for the student paper, works summers in D.C. During the school year, he gives tours of campus to prospective students.
Admissions building over to campus, and then we start our tour at Burris Hall, and we actually kind of wrap around this way through these bus stops, and we're actually walking towards the pylons right now. That's where I want to take you. The pylons are these eight statues that we have on campus, and they each have a different value. And these eight values are kind of the eight values that you're supposed to uphold whenever you're a Hokie, whether you're just, you know, kind of studying, whether you're signing an honor code, whether you're out in a football game, abroad, wherever you are. And these eight values, they are brotherhood, ut prosum, and ut prosum means that I may serve in Latin. And then the other six are loyalty, leadership, service, sacrifice, honor, and duty. And so,
as he talks about these values, Graves' eyes sparkle. Last spring, First Lady Michelle Obama made a reference to Justin's one good deed each day in her commencement address to Virginia Tech.
Man, that was crazy. I'll never forget looking at my phone, and I had literally like about 60 text messages and about 30 different tweets of people being like, oh my gosh, that shout out, that was awesome. But for me, it was so much more than being recognized as an individual as it was her recognizing this idea of helping someone whenever you have the opportunity to do so. I think that that is absolutely transcending. And the fact that she recognized that was even more important to me than the fact that she said my name or that I got to shake her hand or that she signed my graduation cap, you know?
I'm Robbie Harris.